You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Tuesday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two. The overnight low temperatures in the mid-60s. Then on Wednesday, the sun returns. High temperatures in the midday around 80 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a chance of showers again, maybe another thunderstorm. The overnight lows in the mid-60s. But all is looking good for the 4th of July with sun projected and a high temperature of about 77 degrees. Top in local news, city detectives are asking anyone who might have any information regarding the body of a man found unresponsive yesterday on Main Street near Michigan Avenue to call them at 286-4553. Police said the man was discovered with severe injuries and was covered with blood when they found him. Firemen and ambulance crews raced to the scene and attempted to save the man, but they couldn't. He was pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. Police said the man appeared to be in his mid-30s, but did not immediately release his name. Homicide detectives are continuing their investigation in the case. This one from our tip line. On Tuesday afternoon, police responded to a domestic dispute on 24th Street, where a man had barricaded himself in the house and refused to come out. Officers had to use sledgehammers to break down the door to the building to get in and to the subject's apartment door, which he had nailed shut. Other details were not available, but police said the man was taken into custody with no major injuries reported, and he's been arrested in the case, with investigators still working on the call. And if you're wondering how you could beat the heat this summer, good news from City Hall. Niagara Radio has learned that the splash parks and the Hyde Park Big Pool should be open by the 3rd, with enough student lifeguards hired to cover all the safety issues. And regarding the 91st Street Pool, there was some structural damage reported there, and authorities say they're hoping to have that pool open within a couple of weeks. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls, and the Wellness Park Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Now, they're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really care about you, and they want to deliver your prescriptions on time free, especially with the word about other local pharmacies closing. And it's easy to make that happen. Just call them at 260-1918, and they'll make all the arrangements. Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. And the news also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. You never know when you're going to need Chris Moore, although I've been hearing from a lot of people that have called Chris because with this hot weather lately, their freezer and their refrigerator just doesn't seem to be getting cold enough. Well, Chris could take care of that. And with 44 years experience and a service call of only $35 plus parts and labor, there is no other choice. Put his number on your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need him. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. In other news, authorities tell Niagara Radio that one body has been recovered and a second body is being searched for after two separate apparent suicides were reported in the New York State Park. Police said that last Tuesday, a man reportedly was spotted jumping off the State Park observation deck. And on Monday afternoon, another person reportedly also jumped from the deck in what appeared to be another suicide attempt. Yesterday, the Coast Guard and sheriff deputies recovered a body floating in the water of the Niagara River off Youngstown, but so far no names have been released in connection with those incidents. Well, the first Music Mania Monday concert in the town of Niagara was rained out last night, just minutes before the show. It followed a heavy downpour of rain, but that doesn't stop the music this week, with the town of Niagara planning to hold their Independence Day concert and celebration on Saturday, July 5th in the town. It'll be complete with live music all day, food and drink, and other summer treats, with the action culminating at dusk with a spectacular fireworks display. The music starts this Saturday at about 2 p.m. with a Door tribute band, followed by a Fleetwood Mac tribute band, and then a Led Zeppelin tribute band, and then they'll wrap up the live music before the fireworks with local group Beginnings playing. It's a full day of summertime fun and music, to celebrate Independence Day on Saturday, July 5th, in the town of Niagara Veterans Memorial Park at 7000 Lockport Road in the town of Niagara. And according to town supervisor Sylvia Virtuoso, if you don't get enough fun on Saturday, you'll find the lineup for the rest of the Monday night concerts by checking out Music Mania Monday online, which will happen right through the summer. City firemen responded to a fire in the 9000 block of Military Road near Cayuga Drive yesterday. Fire erupted in a structure there, and on arrival, firemen were told that a resident at the time tried to extinguish the fire with a fire extinguisher. Well, he wasn't sure if he got it all, so the firemen went in and put out all the embers. The resident refused any medical treatment at the scene, and there were no injuries reported. What caused the blaze is under investigation by the Niagara Falls Fire Prevention Bureau. At the City Council meeting on Wednesday night, council members are expected to vote on an agenda item from the Niagara Falls Redevelopment Corporation asking for a change in the zoning law that would allow the use of high-energy electric throughout the city. If approved, that measure would have to be submitted through other committees like the Zoning Board before it could become law. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that the agency is seeking the change that would allow them to work around the reported noise ordinance law in the city that require large fans and cooling equipment that's needed for projects like Bitcoin mining and the data center that NFR is proposing. Authorities say they need those high-energy fans to cool their equipment effectively. Also at the council meeting, a request will be asked for clearing the way for the mayor to negotiate with the developers of the old Hotel Niagara for an agreement to lease, buy, or use the city-owned parking lot next to the Holiday Inn on Buffalo Avenue, across from the Hotel Niagara, to park prospective Hotel Niagara customers in when the project's completed. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that parking is one of the problems they're looking at for the guests at the hotel when it opens, and of course, we'll have details to what was said at the council meeting when we update our news on Wednesday afternoon. Incidentally, if you're interested in the council meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, Sam Archer's Community Accountability Show on Facebook will be reviewing the council's primary election, and you're invited to call in and join them with your thoughts at 716-940-5238. Right now, it looks like there will be 3 Democratic and 3 Republican candidates, along with incumbent Councilman Dante Miles and former Councilman John Nicardo, also running with one other possible contender on various other lines. And you can find out all about it tonight with Sam Archie on Facebook, with replays to follow after the live show at 7 o'clock. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara, that's where you could practice all your golf moves on the same simulators that the pros use at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in the One Niagara building. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. And during the summer, golfing on the simulators is 30% off. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon on NiagaraRadio.net. And you can hear it on the hour and half hour or at your convenience by clicking the local news tab on our website and refreshing your browser. And also our local news is available daily on Facebook when you enter NiagaraRadio.net in their search bar. Local news first, and it's free on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.